Wakey coasties. When the sun rises over the best place on earth, these guys are here to wake you up and get you ready for the day. Paddy and Rob Palmer for breakfast on the coast 107.7 Triple M.
Hey, this is Paddy and Rob Palmer. This is our podcast for Tuesday, the 16th of November, and we are celebrating 50 years of radio on the Central Coast. Friday's going to be a big day.
Won't it, Justin? Today, how about Gavin Morris, who covered the grounding of the Pashabulka.
Yeah, he was working with Sky News Weather when that deadly East Coast low struck in June. Of Gav's that got that story. And Emmy Mack from the newsroom came into the studio. Someone I work with is...
Oh, don't even start.
A rule changer.
Mate, he came in cheating straight off the bat. I can't believe it.
Lower than the Snake's Valley.
See if you can pick up where the wheels fall off.
We've got rock headlines with Emmy Mack coming up pretty soon here at Triple M.
This is the news that doesn't make the news. It should be in the news instead of the other news.
Good morning, Robert.
Good morning, Patrick.
What do you got for us?
Australia has re-entered the space race with the first successful launch of a fully sovereign designed, made and powered rocket in more than 40 years.
Have they?
A Black Sky aerospace rocket launch from a site on New South Wales, Queensland border on Monday lasted about 4 minutes.
Was it a firecracker?
Four.
Is that all it lasted?
Basically, this thing looked like an oversized firecracker. It reached 30,000 feet before parachuting successfully back to Earth. That's a four-step process.
Yeah.
They want to do another launch next year to cross the Kármán line, delineation between Earth and space. Can I just tell everyone that who already knows anyway, that's been done. We're a little bit late to this game, aren't we?
Why don't we just get Australian
billionaire? Why don't we just ask Elon how he did it?
Mr. Musk,
we're launching a record.
Just send us the blueprints through, and then one of our Australian billionaires can do it.
Anyway, so we're starting our own game.
Oh, good.
Well, the guy that did it is a former army pilot and big scale fireworks guy. So he's basically just made a big firecracker.
Does he
set it up into space?
Does he do the fireworks on the Harbour Bridge? They're bloody good. They're
impressive. I know the guy that does them.
Oh, do you really?
Yeah.
Oh, truly? That's a big job, that, doing the fireworks.
That's a huge job.
Well, look, they do a fantastic job. It was like fireworks going on in the southern province in Egypt because it's been lashed by heavy rain, flooding and even snow, but it's left three people dead and more than 500 others hospitalised, but not from any of the storm-related elements, from scorpion stings because lightning lit up the skies, hail, thunder. And then what happened over the weekend?
Well, they know about, you know.
Well, the storms forced scorpions from their hiding places into many houses.
They're calling it an act of God.
Yeah, well.
Like the locusts.
It said 503 people were hospitalised after suffering scorpion stings, and all of them were discharged after they were given anti-venom doses.
Because we've got scorpions in Australia?
Yes, we do. They get a bad rep, Robert. Good question. They give a nasty sting, but they're not particularly dangerous.
Is it the same like chilies? The smaller the scorpion, the more deadly they are?
I don't know. I've never eaten a scorpion. But
No. But like, you know,
the sting. Well, see, they all possess these scorpions, a venomous sting now, but in areas like, I think, Northern Africa, Middle East, India, Mexico, and
quite
all parts.
Deadly.
Yeah.
Live from the Central Coast, Rock Headlines.
We love doing this every Tuesday.
Yes, we do.
Rock Headlines with our news reading guru, Emmy Mack. Good morning, Emmy.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Hey. Right. Okay, we're ready to go now.
Ready for another round of chaos?
Yes.
Well, we're cleaning the slate. Okay, Paddy's not going to come in with a disruptive attitude, and we're going to do this just boom, straight out.
Right, okay.
Are you okay?
I'm okay.
Now, Emmy, for those, the uninitiated, how does this game of rock headlines work?
It's very easy. Basically, I'm just going to read lyrics from some famous rock songs in my best newsreader voice, and you guys have to guess what they are.
We yell out our name as our buzzer, and then we answer the question, and
song,
the best out of three
title,
wins.
Title and band.
Artist.
Or
yes.
Artist.
Okay. Artist. Okay, song number one, Emmy Mack.
All right, song number one.
Yes.
You've tied up my mind in knots, got ligature marks on my thoughts, vision's blurred, I'm flying blind. Are these flashing red lights warning signs?
Paddy.
Paddy.
Nothing.
That is Kamikaze from Red Hook. Kamikaze, Red Hook.
Have you set this up?
Do you know what band that is, Rob?
Red Hook is your band.
That's my band.
Yes!
That is such a setup!
Oh, Rob, I thought you were a fan. Oh, yeah. I thought you listened to us.
I am a fan. That's my 17th favourite song.
So, he is a fair weather fan. That's one for Patty.
That is scum. Are you serious?
That's it. Don't forget Kamikaze Red Hook. You can Google the band, get everything
on
the stream.
I'm going right to the top of the chain. No wonder he came in and was laughing.
What was that you said about wiping the slate clean?
Your poker face is atrocious.
It's terrible. Look, I'll tell you, do you know what? I've got a confession to make. They totally stitched you. They put me up to this. So.
Oh, yeah, right.
Oh, thank you for dropping us in, Emmy Matt.
I can tell you now they didn't pay you much because Patty's cheap as they come.
Anyway, all right, song number two, Emmy.
Let's press. I promise this one isn't one of mine.
This is number one.
Ready?
Yep.
Backbeat, the word is on the street that the fire in your heart is out. I'm sure you've heard it all before, but you never really had a doubt. I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do about you now. And all
Patty.
The roads... Oh, Patty!
Yeah, about you now. And Backbeat, the word is on the street.
Wrong.
It's you too.
No, you're so wrong. It's the Foo Fighters. No,
Wrong. Nah, you're wrong too. Bad luck.
Fail.
What is it?
Oh my God, you guys, it was Wonderwall. Oasis.
That's who I meant.
I think this is
the worst round of this we've ever
had. Considering question number one.
This is the decider now. Backbeat, the words on
you're
street, the fire in your heart
that's
is out.
Number one. Oh, this is the decider.
This is.
Winner takes all on this one.
Okay, here we go.
All right.
Next song.
Harry Truman, Doris Day, Red China.
Rob, Patty.
Rob got in there first.
Yeah, go on, smarter. Come on.
It is.
Time up.
We didn't start the fire.
Time up.
Time
is up. 5 seconds. It's Billy Joel.
Billy Joel.
I'm the winner. You bloody wouldn't. You want more than 5 seconds.
I could just have to get his name out.
No, I guess you want more than 5 seconds.
And you didn't stop shouting.
Okay.
You guys, I think the best
I'm
thing
taking
to
this
do
out.
Today,
no, you're not that.
I think we need to call this a draw just to create some peace.
You didn't even know it, you bloody fool. You say your name, and then you're waiting. Just play the game in the true spirit.
Oh,
thank you, Emmy.
I'm really sorry I'm really sorry for stitching you up, Rob Palmer.
Oh,
that's
don't
all right,
be sorry.
Emmy Mac. Don't worry.
Thank you pressured me.
You were drawn to the dark side by scum on earth.
He's like a potato sack when
that's
you call
right.
him that stitching
oh,
up.
Lower than a snake's belly.
Triple M is celebrating 50 years of radio on the Central Coast this Friday. It's going to be huge. Absolutely massive. Diesel performing.
Yeah, it's going to be good. Mark Gable from the Choir Boys.
Coming in. We're going to speak to old presenters who used to work with 2GO and go back on the back stories. But we're also, this week, we're looking at the big stories that happened in the last 50 years. And one of them happened, on June 8th, 2007. So 14 years ago. And from NBN News...
It was a visitor that took Newcastle by surprise. The Pasha Bulka had been caught too close to shore in a fierce southerly gale, and just before 10 o'clock on the 8th of June, she ran aground, first hitting rocks north of Newcastle Beach before bumping and grinding its way along the shelf to Nobby's.
Yes, from NBN News, we've got the weatherman Gavin Morris with us. Good morning, Gav.
Hey, Gav.
Good morning, gentlemen. Good morning.
Like it was yesterday. Remember that story, buddy?
Oh, look, you know, it was absolutely huge. You know, I mean, it was a big day. It was very, very distinct. You know, for me at that point, I was senior forecaster at the Weather Channel. So, we were watching the whole thing unfold and it was very, very distinct. And I had this moment where the boss came in and, he was quite excited about the event because we had a very, very distinct spike in ratings, etc. And he said, it's going to be a big night tonight. And I said to him, look, I'm not looking at it that way. I said, tonight, people are going to lose their lives. And it was a matter of hours. Oh, not even. I think it was about an hour later, and we had that tragic loss of life straight away, and that was that family. The road was washed away,
yeah.
And we we lost five lives instantly. And then we and another one that really impacted very, very hard that night was the other couple, the older couple that were driving through, floodwaters. And, I think nine people in total lost their lives that night. So it was a very, very distinct memory that I have, because it just had all of the markings of a real dangerous, nasty system. And it certainly played out that way.
Yeah, it was deadly East Coast low.
What happens for a ship of that size to end up U-turning onto a beach at Newcastle? How can that even happen?
Yeah, I know. It was just truly extraordinary. It was almost two of them, too. My mate actually was a cameraman, and he's just rung me, and he said, "Cab, you're not going to believe what I'm looking at right now." and that's when the Pasha Bulka, and he said, "There's another one." So in the Stockton Bight, close to the Cigna, another one was in the same position. And we almost had two. It was a part of the story that everybody kind of forgets, that we nearly had two wash up, but the other one was just going hammer and tong, and it kept its bow to the wind, and it was able to escape the wind. Look, right along the Newcastle coast, it was very, very famous for having a lot of coal ships there anchored off, and they were all quite close. And they used to sit there, and they'd sit out storms like this. And that's why we had the Cigna run aground in 1974, and of course the Pasha Bulka as well. But their chains would drag, and that's exactly what occurred with the Pasha Bulka. You had the East Coast low form, and intensified cyclonic winds, extremely powerful, driving onshore, directly onshore, because it was a very intense, localized, focused system, this one. And it just drove those ships back towards the coast. They were dragging their chain, then they tried to raise them, and once they did raise them, then there was no hope for the Pasha Bulka then to escape the wind. So yeah, the Pasha then just became this extraordinary scene getting washed on Nobby's Beach.
And Gav, it became a tourist attraction. I know myself, my wife and my kids headed up there to Newcastle to have a look, and I remember driving around the front, where is this ship, we came around the bend and there it was extraordinary scenes.
Yeah, and that photo is still so famous today. It still keeps popping up on social media, particularly around this time of the year where, this photo is not Photoshopped. It looks like two different photos. It was an incredible thing. And actually, Bosco posted a photo the other day. Bosco is a really famous surf photographer. He's just done some brilliant work. And he's got this epic photo of this surfer just doing this huge aerial off this massive wave. And behind him is the Pasha Bulka.
and you know what? It was such a huge event. We stayed at Nelson Bay over that week, and NBN were actually doing coverage of the extraction of the Pasha Bulka, and we were taking bets as to whether it would come out or not. It was huge, this story.
Yeah, it really was. And look, now the awards as well. The chopper pilot from the Westpac rescue helicopter now became like a superhero too, because, he somehow, hovered that chopper, over the Pasha Bulka. And I think he got the pilot or something, onto the decker, and he was rescuing people off at the same time. It was an extraordinary moment of piloting as well. So people became legends, from the Pasha Bulka running aground as well. And, there's so many people that didn't do what you did. They didn't come down for a look, and they still regret it to this day. They're like, damn it, I didn't go and look at the Pasha Bulka.
Yeah, it was. And we've still got the pictures. And I remember we even filmed it on video. It was just, it was something to behold. It really was. Gav, mate, thank you so much for taking time out and reliving memories, because we're celebrating 50 years of radio on the Central Coast. And thanks for taking part with us, mate.
Thanks, Gav.
Oh, my pleasure. Anytime. Have a good day.
Trevor Long, he'll be performing Friday as well. He doesn't know it yet. We're just telling him now from EFTM.com.au. Trevor, good morning,
mate. Trev.
Yeah, thirsty Merc. I'm just such a big fan.
Come on, mate, in the summertime. Hey, come on, don't say anything, because Ray's dad lives at Wyong, mate, don't you? Right. You come around and get you.
Don't upset Ray's dad.
Mate.
No, I wouldn't want to.
Okay, mate. So, work on the number that you're going to sing for us on Friday. We'll cross to you live.
I've got some specials ready. Don't you worry.
All right. Yeah. Hey, mate, I believe.
From the Grease soundtrack.
Oh, that's been banned.
Grease is the word. Yeah. No, we're not allowed to talk about that anymore, are we?
No. But we've got to talk about smart home. Look, if you're looking to add smart home to your home, has it just got cheaper, mate?
Crazy cheaper. So $8 for a light bulb. Now, $8 for a light bulb sounds like a lot, but for a smart light bulb, that's really good price. So this is the Laser brand at Big W launching their smart home stuff. They've got light bulbs from $8. They've got those strip lights, 2-meter strip lights for, I think, $23. And those are great. Like, my kids love those in their bedroom, like under the around the bookshelf. Or,
yeah, so does mine.
Change the colours.
It's into a PowerPoint, and you got to flick it on and off. Are you saying that these are smart lights that you can just say turn on lights and they'll turn on?
That's it. You can control it with an app or hook it up to Alexa and Google and just ask. So, for example, my son has a couple of different lights, so he just asks for his room to be turned on and off, and they all kind of turn on at the same time. You can ask for the room to be all blue, and it will all turn blue. So,
yeah.
This is very Jetsons-like,
mate, I'm
isn't
going
it?
Shopping. Where do I get all this stuff?
Big W.
Big W.
Same where you get your cardigans from, mate.
So,
is there something wrong with that, Paddy?
Absolutely none.
He's very disparaging
with the leather, with the leather patches on the elbows. Now,
you got a Vinny still?
Mate, they've got some good gear there.
That's great gear. Hey, fancy dress.
Now, what about screen time rules have gone out the window with COVID and lockdowns? But what, some parents have even got tougher.
I was looking at this research from Trend Micro. About 1,000 parents were asked, you know, how did they cope during lockdown with the kids and screen time? And like 37% of parents, you know, waived the screen time rules a bit. And I'm one of them. I just went, you know what, kids? This is crazy times. Do your best and there will be rules again when you go back to school. But 14% of parents introduced more rules. Now, I've got to say, that sounds harsh when you first hear it. You think you've had no rules and your kids are in lockdown and then you're introducing rules. But I was thinking about it. Maybe they had no rules. And so they've had to introduce some rules so that it didn't literally just go off the charts. So it's kind of a reminder that you've got to now remember that we're back to pretty much normal. And you probably need to think about those screen time rules for the kids. Yeah. Otherwise, they'll get too accustomed to the insanity that was, lockdown, lack of rules. So impose those rules now and make sure your kids understand why.
Yeah.
And screen time is enjoyable screen time because, I mean, all their school stuff is all on laptops now.
That's right. This is what we're talking about when they're on their iPads playing Minecraft and games and things. But the problem was a lot of kids were using the same device for their entertainment and their school, and so you had to kind of cancel out all the rules so they could actually do their schoolwork and not hit the roadblock of a computer shutting down. So remember that those rules were relaxed and you probably need to reintroduce them right now.
Okay.
Done. Now, look, Vodafone have responded to Telstra doing home internet from Wi-Fi.
Yeah, we talked about Telstra and Optus doing 5G home internet. Well, Vodafone's gone, well, you know what? We've got a great 4G network. If you need internet at home, we've got you covered, $50 a month. So there's millions of Vodafone customers. You can get this for $50 a month. If you're not a Vodafone customer already, it's only $60. So pretty good value for just getting internet into the home. It's not high speed. It's just basic speeds. But for a lot of people, just for streaming Netflix.
But what's a basic speed, Trev?
Like 20, 25. So on the low end of the NBN scale.
That's enough to like watch television though, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. If you haven't got three or four TVs running, so you could easily have a couple of TVs running, Stan and Netflix, no dramas at all. On that Vodafone 4G plan. It's such a great price.
What did you say, $50, Trev?
$50 and unlimited.
If you're a Vodafone customer. Yeah, unlimited data.
All right, Trevy Long, we look forward to speaking to you on Friday as you sing your anniversary song as we celebrate 50 years of radio on the
It'll
Central
It'll be a massive surprise.
We can't wait. From
me
mainly. FTM.com.au. Thanks, Trevy.
You know what, Paddy?
I know.
For friends of Triple M and family to bulk up the numbers.
Yeah.
Download the Listener app.
We're talking LISTNR.
Yep. And if you favourite breakfast with Paddy and Rob Palmer.
You are legends.
Well, yeah, that's very good of you. And you can listen anytime you like.